the altar of sin? Have you given Him what He gave you? Have you given Him you? The living God. May the Lord add His blessing. Father, we love You and thank You for this service. Help us, I pray. Challenge us from Your Word. Your heads are bowed, Your eyes are closed. As Brother Gary sings, You come. Would you do that? Come now, please.
You have longed for sweet peace.
Talk to God.
And for faith to increase.
Not a false God.
And have earnestly, fervently prayed.
He was abused. He was abandoned.
But You cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed
for us
until all on the altar is
paid. You know it, sing it.
And have fervently
seen, stand. That were there, said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus. Now again he denied with an oath, saying, I don't know the man. After a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou art also one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth or betrayeth thee. Then he began to curse and swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. These verses tell us Peter followed afar off. And during the illegal trial of our Lord, Peter, I wouldn't recognize him if he was right here in front of me. You ever heard somebody say, hey, do you know such and such? You say, I don't think I'd know him if they walked in the room right now. That's what Peter's saying. Peter's saying, I wouldn't know him if he's standing right in front of me. Denial. Where's the disrespect come in? Where he says, I don't know the man. You say, what are you talking about? I'm saying this. Peter called the Lord the man. And when we come here, if you go back in time, just a little, how the Lord told him, you're going to deny me three times. And the Bible says Peter went out and wept bitterly. You know what that word bitterly means? It means violently. It means here's this stone. This stone of a man. By the way, I'm glad I'm not going to be compared to Peter. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be compared to him. He was a stone of a man. He was rock solid. But he has denied his Lord. At the hour of his trial, because your public life will tell on you eventually. Now here's what I'm saying. He who said he would never deny the Lord denied him three times. One person said this, because see, it's easy for us to sit here tonight in the comfort of this place. It's easy for us to sit in a padded pew and stand here on this wonderful platform and preach and say, how could Peter do that? But let me tell you this, friends, what is our boasted strength but weakness? And when we're left to ourselves, how our most solemn resolutions melt like snow before the sun. When all is said and done, he's bitterly weeping, knows what's going on just a little way away from him. When one that he has saved, one that he has changed his life, is trying to protect his own skin by a fire. And now we see the living God abandoned by one of his own. Now we know that Peter, the Lord Jesus forgave him and used him in such a wonderful way later on in life. But at this moment, he's turned his back on his Lord. There he stands. I'm not talking about Peter, I'm talking about You can't do anything less than give Him everything you have. And I ask you, is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Have you given Him what He gave you? Have you given Him you, the living God? May the Lord add His blessing. Father, we love You and thank You for this service. Help us, I pray. Challenge us from Your Word. Your heads are bowed, Your eyes are closed. As Brother Gary sings, You come. Would you do that? Come now, please.
You have longed for sweet peace.
Talk to God.
And for faith to increase.
Not a false God.
And have earnestly, fervently prayed.
He was abused. He was abandoned.
But You cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed
for us
until all on the altar is
paid. You know it, sing it.
And have fervently
seen, stand. That were there, said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus. Now again he denied with an oath, saying, I don't know the man. After a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou art also one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth or betrayeth thee. Then he began to curse and swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. These verses tell us Peter followed afar off. And during the illegal trial of our Lord, Peter, I wouldn't recognize him if he was right here in front of me. You ever heard somebody say, hey, do you know such and such? You say, I don't think I'd know him if they walked in the room right now. That's what Peter's saying. Peter's saying, I wouldn't know him if he's standing right in front of me. Denial. Where's the disrespect come in? Where he says, I don't know the man. You say, what are you talking about? I'm saying this. Peter called the Lord the man. And when we come here, if you go back in time, just a little bit, how the Lord told him, you're going to deny me three times. And the Bible says Peter went out and wept bitterly. You know what that word bitterly means? It means violently. It means here's this stone of a man. By the way, I'm glad I'm not going to be compared to Peter. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be compared to him. He was a stone of a man. He was rock solid. But he has denied his Lord. At the hour of his trial, because your public life will tell on you eventually. Now here's what I'm saying. He who said he would never deny the Lord denied him three times. One person said this, because see, it's easy for us to sit here tonight in the comfort of this place. It's easy for us to sit in a padded pew and stand here on this wonderful platform and preach and say, how could Peter do that? Let me tell you this, friends, what is our boasted strength but weakness? And when we're left to ourselves, how our most solemn resolutions melt like snow before the sun. When all is said and done, he's bitterly weeping, knows what's going on just a little way away from him. When one that he has saved, one that he has changed his life, is trying to protect his own skin by a fire. And now we see the living God abandoned by one of his own. Now we know that Peter The Lord Jesus forgave him and used him in such a wonderful way later on in life. But at this moment, he's turned his back on his Lord. There he stands. I'm not talking about Peter. I'm talking about, you can't do anything less than give him everything you have. And I ask you, is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Have you given him what he gave you? Have you given him you, the living God? May the Lord add his blessing. Father, we love you and thank you for this service. Help us, I pray. Challenge us from your word. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. As Brother Gary sings, you come. Would you do that? Come now, please.
You have longed for sweet peace.
Talk to God.
And for faith to increase.
Not a false God.
And have earnestly, fervently prayed.
He was abused. He was abandoned.
But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed
for us
until all on the
about it.
And have fervently
seen, stand.